This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi today. India and Indonesia today exchanged several agreements in the fields of health cooperation, traditional medicine, maritime safety and security, cultural exchange and digital development. The third India-Indonesia CEO Forum's report was also presented. In his press statement after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi said there were extensive discussions with President Prabowo on various aspects of mutual cooperation.
Aaj Rashtrapati Prabowo ke saath aapasi sahyog ke vibhinn pehluon par vyapak charcha hui. Raksha kshetra mein sahyog badhane ke liye humne tay kiya hai. डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और सप्लाई चेन में साथ काम किया जाएगा हमने मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी साइबर सिक्योरिटी काउंटर टेररिज्म और डी रेडिकलाइजेशन में सहयोग पर भी बल दिया है
President Subianto expressed gratitude for the great honor given to him in his first state visit to India. He said they discussed many key sectors of common interest in which both sides would like to accelerate the level of cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by regional language versions on regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. A total of 942 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Republic Day 2025. Out of these awardees, 95 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry. The medal is awarded on the ground of rare, conspicuous and conspicuous act of gallantry in saving life, property, preventing crime or arresting criminals. Further, 101 distinguished personnel have been awarded the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and 746 personnel awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is a matter of pride that India is the world's largest, diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi this afternoon, President Murmu said India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country has existed since ancient times. She said India's democracy is a unique example for the modern world. During the event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for its innovative programs generating awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received the award. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Indian Railways have marked yet another milestone in their journey of engineering excellence and connectivity enhancement as the prestigious Vande Bharat Express train successfully crossed two iconic railway bridges, the Chenab Bridge and the Anji Khad Bridge. The one-way trial run of the first Vande Bharat Express train from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Railway Station Katra to Badgam has been successfully completed today. Hamas has released four female Israeli soldiers held in Gaza as part of the ceasefire agreement, handing them over to Red Cross officials in Palestine Square in Gaza City. Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levy and Liri Albag, who appeared to be in good condition, each carrying a bag, were seen smiling as they waved to the crowd in Gaza City's Palestine Square. In a significant humanitarian gesture, Yemen's Houthi rebels unilaterally released 153 war detainees today. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, supported the operation, which aimed to bring relief and joy to families who've been anxiously waiting for the return of their loved ones. In Australian Open Tennis Women's Singles Final, Madison Keys has won her maiden Grand Slam title by defeating defending champion Arina Sabalenka in a thrilling match that ended 6-3 to 6-7-5. Keys' victory denied Sabalenka a historic third consecutive Australian Open title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.